Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you?
Are you reeling in the years? Throwing away the time? Are you gathering up the keys?
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I'm very excited about having Kathleen Abernathy back on the show. Kathleen is Executive Vice President of External Affairs for Frontier Communications Corporation. And they've got a great program that they're working on that's celebrating small businesses. I'm going to get Kathleen to tell us all about it. She's been here mentioning it before to tell us about what they were going to do, and today they're doing it, and we're glad to have her here today to talk to us about it. Kathleen, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks so much, Jim. We're so excited, and your support for this competition and for rural America has just been terrific. I can't thank you enough.
Well, you're welcome. I'm glad to be part of the process. And anytime I see people celebrating small business owners, I put my money where my mouth is because I want to support you guys. Tell the audience what you're doing.
So we started this prize competition to really channel the energy of small towns and communities in rural America to create plans for their community that would drive economic growth and development. And it's a $10 million prize campaign, as you know. So in the first round of the competition, teams from across our 27 states submitted their proposals. We had more than
the 27 states is Frontier's footprint.
Frontier's footprint, because we wanted to support them and help them with this process. We got 130 applicants, and today we are announcing the 50 quarter-finalist teams. We've selected 50 quarter-finalist teams from across the country who really came together with great proposals all across the gamut. And they're still in the running then for these million-dollar prizes. But at this stage, we're actually going to give each of these 50 quarter-finalists $50,000 in seed money, and we're pairing them with each one gets $50,000 to keep moving ahead with their plan.
Wow.
And then we're pairing them with a major corporate sponsor. We got 50 major corporate sponsors.
Congratulations.
And guides, so think Xerox, Procter & Gamble, Boeing, J.P. Morgan, and they're going to help these towns.
Wow.
I know.
That's exciting.
It's so exciting. And these teams
each of the 50 get 50,000 seed money, and then they're going to get a corporate mentor to help them.
Correct. And they're going to have another 6 months now to really pull together more specifics around their proposals to try and move ahead in this competition. And these proposals focus on everything from job training, improving education, workforce development, beautification of the local environment, parks, ballparks, walking trails, downtown revitalization.
This is all about the communities, isn't it?
It's all about the communities, and it's about the communities working with the private sector to make this happen. There's no handouts here. We're not asking for anything from government. We want to do this through the support of the core sponsors, which is Frontier, Dish Network, CoBank, which is a funder of Rural America, and the Weather Channel joined us. They are big in rural America.
Good for them.
And they're all putting up the $10 million, these four companies, to fund and promote and support this competition.
Wow, that's incredible. And so then you're going to wind up with how many finalists?
So we're going to take these 50 down to 15 teams that will come together and present at a summit that we'll have next year in 2016. It'll be in the Raleigh-Durham area. We'll have a summit, and they'll actually get to come and present to a panel of judges their proposals and talk about their town and their hopes and dreams for the town. And then 8 of those will get another 100,000 to keep moving ahead. And
so out of the 50, you come down to 8.
Mm-hmm. We'll come down to 8. But even the ones who competed and didn't make it to the final 50, we're having celebratory lunches in all those communities, and we're giving them $5,000, and we're calling it Keep the Dream Alive. In other words,
wow,
you
what
guys
a great
are doing
thing.
All
everybody lunch. Wins.
Absolutely, because you know what? This is all about making the community a better place to live. And one of the applicants said, we have already won. They submitted it, and they said, you can't believe how much this meant to us to partner with others in the community and come together yeah. around our community. We've already won regardless of what happened.
You started the conversation that they might not have started otherwise.
Correct. It just took a little creativity with this competition to get people thinking strategically and differently about what mm-hmm. they can do for their local community.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. So now we're down to eight.
Then we're down to eight. And then what happens to the eight? And then they compete for the first place prize of $3 million, second place $2 million, and third place $1 million. And that'll happen at the end of 2016. So, and then, of course, all these plans and proposals will be shared on our website and across the country so other communities can actually leverage all this learning and apply it to their own environments, whether they're a community Frontier serves or not.
When will the next step happen?
So the next step happens in early 2016 when we take it down from the 50 communities to the 16. And between now and then, we're going to start featuring all of these communities and what they're doing. We'll share stories with you. We'll get some of them to come on your show, talk about what they're doing, if you'll have
Absolutely.
Them.
I was going to say, one thing we want to do for sure is get you back here the first of next year to talk about the eight, how you got down to that. But also, you're going to introduce us to some of these people so we can talk to them, right?
Absolutely. So you can have a conversation, and everybody who listens to your show can hear about all the wonderful things that are
That's Frontier Communications Corporation. We'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.